This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 12th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll take a look at the foreclosure crisis in the mortgage industry and what that's meaning for homeowners in Champaign-Urbana, at least a few for now. We'll take a look also at a forecast that calls for a little bit of rain starting tonight and into tomorrow. AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser has that first today's news. A Champaign County board member says a consulting firm has a proven track record, and he's excited about the prospect of hiring them to review the finances of the county nursing home. Alan Nudo also sits on the nursing home board of directors, which met this morning to discuss the contract with Management Performance Associates. That contract would be for $160,000 a year for 3 years. If approved by that board and the county board, MPA would review a number of financial concerns, including the high number of Medicaid patients compared to those on Medicare. Nudo says the need to bring in more private pay residents at the county nursing home compares to what a hospital would go through.
There are a certain amount of patients coming in the front door that have health insurance that pay the full load, and that amount of revenue that comes in allows the hospital in its mission to take care of people coming in the side door in the emergency room. So the old adage of no margin, no mission really applies here.
Nudo says until the home can correct some problems internally, it's not fair to ask residents to approve a tax referendum. A second person who serves on both the county board and the nursing home committees, Jan Anderson, says she's generally favoring the consultant, but she's opposed to a contract provision that would allow nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger to become an employee of the consultant rather than the county. Anderson says that would mean his salary could be changed without notice. If it's approved by the board, the consulting contract would go before the county board next week. The head of Illinois' Democratic Party is behind a memo that lists reasons to impeach Rod Blagojevich, the state's Democratic governor. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
The memo, drafted under the direction of House Speaker Mike Madigan, compares Blagojevich to a tumor that must be removed before it can further spread harm. Madigan gave it to some Democratic candidates for the House as campaign talking points. Roosevelt University political professor Paul Green says he's never seen anything like it, but he predicts it will hurt, not help, those candidates.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is engage in a conversation of whether or not, if you're a Democratic candidate, of whether or not the governor of your party should be impeached.
The memo lists three reasons for possibly impeaching the governor: because the administration's rife with criminal activity, that Blagojevich violated the oath of office, and that his ongoing legal problems are a distraction to state business. Blagojevich supporters and even frequent Republican critics like House Minority Leader Tom Cross blasted the document, as it directs candidates to deny Madigan's involvement.
It's set up as a scheme to lie.
Blagojevich's office says Madigan should stop playing games and focus on the state budget. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
That memo is getting a cool reception from two East Central Illinois candidates who are Democrats. If Naomi Jacobson is reelected in November, she could potentially be one of the House Democrats sitting in judgment of a governor from her own party. She says she did not receive the memo from Speaker Madigan, but upon reading it, Jacobson is not necessarily ready to carry on with impeachment.
I know when I talk to constituents, they haven't exactly asked for me to participate in impeachment, you know, to start the ball rolling on impeachment, but many of them are just concerned about whether the governor will fulfill his term.
Democratic 104th District candidate Lori DeYoung of Fithian says she would be more upfront when asked by voters about the prospect of impeachment. The soggy spring has left Illinois corn farmers with a headache that could get worse down the line. Rain has slowed the development of some of the state's corn and washed out other fields entirely. Tony Trimble of the Farm Bureau says some farmers in Jasper and Clark counties have replanted fields three times in southeast Illinois. Wet weather in Illinois and across the Midwest couldn't come at a much worse time. High food prices have put pressure on farmers to produce a bumper crop. A University of Illinois crop expert says it's too early to say how good the crop might be, but based on what he's seen so far, farmers should be happy if they produce 90% of what they harvested last year. The expert says corn started in wet weather and has poor roots. If it does, it makes it vulnerable later to other problems, such as any extended dry spell. A former fire chief in Champaign could become the city's future fire chief after interviews over the next few days. Doug Forsman is the only candidate from about 40 initial applicants for the chief's post. He served as chief for 12 years before leaving for Oklahoma State University in 1992. He's now a fire chief in Greeley, Colorado. Forsman now says he'd love to come back to Champaign to round out his career after serving 43 years in the firefighting profession.
We have roots in the Midwest, and the Champaign Fire Department and city government is very, very well run, and something that I think is a challenge in a growing community. I would like to take that on again.
The Champaign Fire Chief's position has been held by Interim Chief Steve Clarkson since former Chief David Pennacook retired last December. City Manager Steve Carter says Forsman's hiring is not certain, pending the interview process, but his qualifications far exceeded any other candidate. Forsman says he's looking at retiring in another 4 to 6 years. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Mortgage Bankers Association says of all the homes in the country, nearly 2.5% are in foreclosure. Illinois' foreclosure rate is even higher, the seventh highest in the nation. Home foreclosures also appear to be on the rise in the Champaign-Urbana area. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, it may not have reached the crisis level yet.
Paulette Coleman is one of Champaign-Urbana's home foreclosure statistics. She's a single mother supporting five children and a grandchild on her pay as a community organizer for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. A couple of years ago, she found a mortgage lender ready to help her fulfill a deep desire to own her own home.
The mortgage lenders had people at these open houses that promised that I could qualify for some federal benefits because I had a lot of kids, I could have a good mortgage that I could afford and still live. I wanted it so bad that I ended up getting a bad loan.
Coleman says her mortgage never required her to make a down payment, but she says that proved to be a disadvantage because she had no equity to draw from when expenses like an auto repair bill or Christmas presents for the children strained her finances. Soon she reached a point where the payments left her with nearly nothing for other bills. Coleman was still trying to renegotiate with the mortgage holder, Countrywide Financial, when the foreclosure papers were filed.
I wish I would have known the things that I know now when I got this house, but I didn't. You know, when you want something really bad, you have to be really careful because you will get nothing in the end.
Sheila Dodd tracks foreclosure filings in Champaign for the city's Neighborhood Services Department. While the total number of home foreclosures may be higher in nearby Danville and Decatur, where blue-collar economies have taken a hit, she says the number of foreclosures in Champaign is going up steadily.
They've almost doubled since October. We were averaging like 5 or 6 a month, and now we are doing 12.
A similar increase is reported by the Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation, which says the number of downstate Illinois residents calling them for advice on home foreclosures has nearly tripled this year. But while they're on the rise, it's not clear home foreclosures in the Champaign-Urbana area pose as big a problem as they do elsewhere. David Sinnoh, with the University of Illinois College of Business, believes the total number of properties in foreclosure in Champaign County is still very low. He says it's stayed low because the U of I, agriculture, and local hospitals provide a stable employment base for the county. And Sinnoh says local housing prices never skyrocketed like they did in other states with high foreclosure levels.
Houses weren't doubling and tripling like they were in Nevada and Florida and California. So basically, we had something that I refer to as the affordability index. In other words, what percent of people in a county can go out and afford a home? And the bottom line is, it remains a very substantial percentage in Champaign County.
The Reverend Eugene Barnes says economic buffers like the U of I may not be enough for Champaign-Urbana. Barnes runs the Metanoia Centers in Champaign, which provides counseling to homeowners facing foreclosure. He cites figures from the Center for Responsible Lending, which identified nearly 1,400 subprime loans made in Champaign County in 2005 and 2006. The center projects that 21% of those will end in foreclosure.
And if the projection is correct in terms of maybe 21% of those foreclosing, we're going to look at a decrease in our tax base of $11 million. I think that's going to have an effect, and I don't know where that buffer is going to come from.
Whatever the total impact of mortgage foreclosures on Champaign County, it makes little difference to Paulette Coleman. She says she's resigned to losing her house and believes her best hope now is to sell it quickly for enough money to settle her debt with Countrywide.
I think if I would have got a better loan, that I probably wouldn't be in this situation. But I am in this situation, and people have to really read everything very closely and even maybe get a second opinion before you get into a mortgage.
It's a regret that several more Champaign-Urbana residents may be facing before the year is out. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Well, clouds are going to start to move into the northern part of Illinois for today. We'll still see sunshine in the Champaign-Urbana area, but the threat of rain moves in tonight and tomorrow. For today, mostly cloudy in the north and in west central Illinois with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny. Highs from 78 in far northwest Illinois to 94 in the south. 92 degrees here in Champaign. Tonight, in the north and in central Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall is possible in northern Illinois. In central Indiana and the south, still partly to mostly cloudy with a few isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. The low from 60 in far northwest Illinois to 73 in the south, 70 in Champaign-Urbana, with showers and thunderstorms holding off till after midnight. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, clusters of showers and thunderstorms across the two states, and highs from 77 in northwest Illinois to 88 in the south, 82 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. Some evening showers tomorrow night, then becoming partly cloudy after midnight, the low 62, and then Saturday, sunny and 84, Sunday, sun and 87. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.